Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sherry Robertson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty moves to second. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes bunts towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Haynes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Appling reaches second base with a double. Haynes scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace, who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Haynes reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Milo Candini. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lunaire now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tresh strikes out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haynes bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with pretty covering, for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.